So it's almost Lag BaOmer, and we're all familiar with the story Maseches Shabbos, Shem Bar Yochai and his son in the cave. And over those years that he was hiding out, so Hashem made a nes that in the cave he provided for Reb Shimon and his son Eitz Charuvim, cherub tree. And the Mefarshim ask a very interesting kasha, and it pertains to Parshas Kedoshim, which tells us about the mitzvah of Orla. The mitzvah of Orla is that a tree for the first 3 years of having been planted is asa b'achila. It's even asa b'hana. One can't get any benefit from it, and it pertains to Eretz Yisrael, and halacha l'moshim yisinai, even a chutz l'aretz. So, if this tree was planted for Shem Bar Yochai in the cave, so how was he allowed to eat it right away? Shouldn't it have been aser mitam arla? And many answers are given to this question. For example, the most obvious would be Altz Bikuach Nefesh, or a svara that if Hashem made a nes for him to have it, then it would be mutter right away, or in davar tameh yorid min hashamayim derech nes. Other answers based on a Rambam and Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni. There's more lumdish answers to this shaila. Secondly, once we're dealing with the topic of Orla, so the Torah tells us Orla, and then from there it tells us Le'seichlu al Hadam, not to eat blood. And the Mefarshim, like all mitzvahs, are wondering the connection between Arla and Achilas Dam. That's something to Mitzvah Hashem get into. And lastly, amongst other things in Mitzvah Hashem, there's a big simcha of Lag BaOmer. And the minug of the upsharing, everybody knows, by Meiron and Bechlal and Lag BaOmer. So let's try to understand the relationship between Rashbi and this inyan of the chalaka, the upsharing, b'siyata d'shmai. So maybe the Rachem HaKadosh on the parsha deals with this question of the smichos haparshias, smichos hapsukim between Orla and the Esu L'Seich L'Aladam. In explaining this, he develops a very important side, which we find in others from as well, which we'll get to in Mitzvah Hashem. So he says, "Le'seich lal hadam samach hakasav mitzvah zila mitzvah sarla." Lirma is a mashamu chazal. He quotes the Medrash Talpios that Adam Harishon chot b'achilas etzadas koydin zman hetera. The chait of the etzadas was that Adam had eaten from it before it became mutter. Now, many people are not familiar with this musag, that the Eitz Hadas was not something which would have been usher forever. It would have become mutter at a certain point. So since this tree had a shas iser and would have become mutter, so says the Rachem HaKadosh, it was usher bebechinas orla. The Eitz Hadas, the iser of the Eitz Hadas was orla. She im hayamam to Malil Shabbos, says Medrash Talpios, had Adam waited until Shabbos, hayim ekadosh al hayayin. Because according to one shita in the Gemara, there are four, that the Eitz Hadas gefen haya. Others say it was a chita, a te'ena, a fig, and an esreg, which we'll get to in Mitzvah Hashem. But Adam would have made kiddush Friday night on this gefen of the Eitz Hadas. But who say divayim zal shamu? This is what Chazal say. Adam moishech bar lasa haya, zuhi ar lasa. He explains that Adam we know was created without needing a bris. Yet Chazal tell us that after the chait, he required a bris. He had an orla. So says Racham Hakadosh, and just to be masber what he's saying, that the fact that he had eaten from the Eitz Hadas is what caused him to have an orla, because he ate from orla. Now he took that orla and he ingested it, it was now in his system, so Mamele he grew an Orla. The Humash Amr Hakasav Samach Las Haras Ralatamar Lasos Le Seichlu Pirish mi pli orla al hadam, pirish al sibas hadam. So the pshat is, lo yseichlu al hadam means, lo yseichlu, don't eat the orla, which is the Eitz Hadas, and because he did al hadam, it cost him the blood of his own blood, his children's blood, and all future generations, because he ate from this orla, the haynu, the Eitz Hadas. V'yesh tachal hadas, therefore you need to know, says Aruch Chaim, ki sibas ha'arlas va'akrim zeh, mikorim shizulas chita adon, lo yis ha'arla ba'idon, lo yishasameach, lo shabad Chaim. Because of the chet of Adam HaRishon, this is what caused all orla in the Bria. We see this yisoid, this connection that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is developing between the Eitz Hadas and the Isra of Orla elsewhere. We find it in Hilchas Orla, that the Gemara in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah tells us, Abba Rosh Hashanah mein, that there are four Rosh Hashanahs. Of course, we know the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei is the most famous, that it's Rosh Hashanah to Dan Adam, but what we don't know, because it doesn't apply to us as much, we're not farmers, that Rosh Hashanah for Arla, which for Netios, saplings, young trees, in the first 3 years, what constitutes a year in a young tree's life is Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, if a tree is planted, the Gemara tells us, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and because of certain technicalities, it may have to be 15 days even before that. So that's considered to be a year of the tree's life in terms of Hilchas Arla. That's determined by Rosh Hashanah. That's important for our discussion because Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Aleph Tishrei, is now not just the Rosh Hashanah Lilanas for Hilchas Arla, but it's also the day that Adam was created and the day that Adam was Chayte. He was Chayte on the day he was created. So we see that the Chet of Adam HaRishon took place on that day, which is the Rosh Hashanah for Netios, the Hainu Hilchas Arla. What's interesting is that the Gemara in Sukkah tells us that the Issa of Arla, the Pasuk says, is even on what's called Eitz Ma'achal. And the Gemara understands Eitz Ma'achal to mean that the tree itself is edible. It doesn't say pre, it says Eitz. Because there are certain trees which are called Eitzo upiryo shave. But not only can you eat the pre, but you can also eat the eitz. And that's in the discussion of how we know that the pre eitz hadar is referring to an asurg. The Gemara says maybe it's pilpilin. So the Gemara says that from the fact that the Torah uses eitz machal, but Hilchas Arla is coming to teach us that even a tree like pilpilin, which is eitzo upiryo shave, that the tree and the fruit are the same, is also asur meets in Hilchas Arla. What's interesting is that the other only known fruit, which is also Eitzu Piyar Shav, and there may be another one, but the most notable ones are the Esrog and Pilpilin. And we know, like we had mentioned, that the Esrog is one of the fruits which is mentioned in the Gemara as being from the Eitz Hadas. So here we find that the Gemara is making a special ribuy when it comes to Hilchas Arla, that even a pre that the Eitzo Opir Yoshava, such a tree is, the tree itself is also an Arla, which is a remnant to the Esrog, which is again the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. And this is really explicit in the Medrash, in Bereishis Rabbah, in Perak Chaf Aleph, the Medrash brings from Yehuda ben Padia, that Hashem gives Taychacha to Adam HaRishon, and he says, Miigala Afar Meinecha Adam HaRishon, who will remove the dust from your eyes? Shelo Yechol Tadlamo B'tzilei Filo She'achas, I commanded you even for just one moment not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, V'ahir Banecha Mamtina La'orla Shalei Shanim. Yet your sons, your offspring, they wait 3 years before they eat their fruits. As it says, Shalei Shanim Yelachem Areidim Lo Yechel. So we see that the Gemara, the Medrash, is giving Taychacha to Adam HaRishon, by saying, you didn't keep your Orla, which was even just a Sha'achas, yet your children are able to keep it for 3 years. Rabbi Nassan, in the Kutei Halachas and Hilchas Orla, he brings this Medrash and he expounds upon this and he writes very clearly, like Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that the Isra of Eitz Hadas was that of an Isra of Orla. And we find the same thing in the Perish Maaser Rokeach on the Mishnayos of Orla. And he explains why it's 3 years by saying that since Orla, the Ari says, has what's called Shalosh Klipos Tmeos, that's why there are 3 years which are Aser. When it comes to Arla, and he connects it as well to the Eitz Hadas Tevura, Ayin Shem. Now perhaps we can develop this idea of 3 years in a different way as well, now that we see the association to the Cheder Eitz Hadas. That's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed Ches Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bar Chanina, that the day which Adam was created was, of course, 12 hours, which led leading up to Shabbos. And the Gemara gives us a whole breakdown of the schedule of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating Adam of that day. In the first hour, Hashem gathered all of the dust together. In the second hour, he was made a goylem. And in the third, he chiseled out his evarim, his limbs. In the fourth, he blew in a neshama. In the fifth, he stood him on his feet. In the sixth, Adam already was giving names to creation. In the seventh, he brought Chava to him. In the eighth, they had children, Cain and Hevel. In the ninth hour, he was commanded not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. In the tenth, he had eaten from it. Right, like the Medrash says, Asha Achas he didn't keep. In the 11th hour, he was judged, and then by the 12th hour, he was already thrown out of the Gan. What we see from here is that from the time that Adam was created to the time that he was Mitzvah in the Isra of the Eitz Hadas was 9 hours. That's what the Gemara said. In the ninth hour, he was commanded not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, but the tenth, he already was chayte. That means to say that the Shas Heter of the Eitz Hadas would have been by night, because that's when he would have made Kiddush, and it would have been Mutter in this Arla, that would be like Netta Revai, or the fifth year, whatever it is. What we see is that the amount of time that Adam had this Isser was 3 hours. Right? From the ninth to the 12th hour. So perhaps the reason why the Isser of Orla is for 3 years is because the amount of time, going back to the Gan, that there was an Isser Orla on the Eitz Hadas was also just for 3 hours. And this is clear from the Medrash in Shmoyis Rabba Lamed Beis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam HaRishon, Tzivisiv mitzvah achas, I gave you one mitzvah, sheyikaimena, to be mekaimed, and then I would have made you like a malach. But because you didn't keep to it, shelo amad ben yasyano shalosh sha'os, because you didn't keep shalosh sha'os, niknes alav misa. Hashem brought misa upon Adam HaRishon. So the idea here is that 3 hours is like 3 years. It's similar to what we find by the Meraglim, that for the 40 days which they were spying around Eretz Yisrael, so the Torah says, Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana, that for each day which they spied, there was a year which was given as their punishment. So here we have the 3 years that he should have waited. So that's why there's the 3 hours which he should have waited, that's why there are 3 years of Orla. Now, perhaps this Musag of Orla applies to us. Again, we're not farmers, but every single day, it's shaykh to us in Isser Orla in a certain way. And that's as follows. So, we have a halacha when it comes to Hilchos Tefillah that one is not allowed to eat or to drink before davening. This is in Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Simen Pei Tes. And there's a shaila whether this is true when it comes to Mincha Ma'ariv as well. The Zayar seems to hold that it's only a din in Shachris. And that's because there's a connection to Adam HaRishon. That every single day that we wake up in the morning, we're like a new Nivra. And as a new Nivra, so there's an inyan not to eat before davening. You can't say that about Minchan Ma'ariv. Only by Shachris, that you're B'yachadasha, there's an inyan, until you eat, you have to first daven. So what's the Hezber in this? So perhaps the Hezber is based on the Yisod we said before, that every single morning that we wake up, it's like recreation. We make brachas like that, every single morning in the beginning of Shachris. As such, each person is like Adam HaRishon. And coming along with being an Adam HaRishon is an Isra not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Dahainu, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas until you daven. So Mameila, that's an Isra Orla. The Isra Orla is every single morning, which is the same Isra Orla Adam had, wait to daven, and then have something to eat. Of course, we know that there are exceptions in that halacha. One is allowed to have water, coffee, and tea, and perhaps not more than that, and that begins with Amud HaShachar. If that's the case, that we have a replica of the Isra of Orla, of the Chedi Tzadas, every single morning, so how does the Shir Shor Shalos play into this? The Shir Shor Shalos, Shalosh Shaos, is what part of the day? In terms of Hilchos Tvila, Shalosh Shaos is the Sofzman Kriyashma. That's when the Zman of Kriyashma ends. However, And if you look in halacha, on where the isser of eating before davening, what meaning what's matir, what part of davening creates the heter to now eat, the poskim are come to the conclusion, we paskin, that it's Shmona Esrei. The Shmona Esrei is what's matir the achila. So, if that's the case, I would have thought that the shir should be of Adam Harishon should be 6 hours or 4 hours, because really the shir of the Sos Man Tfila, according to Behuda, is 4 hours. That's how the Chetchila. But we pass on the Chachamim that it's up to Chatzos, the 6th hour of the day. So how do we shtim the fact that the Isra of Orla, which we experience every day, which is 3 hours, together, which we have, which is 4 6 hours, with that which is in the Gan of Adam Harishon? Every single morning, we're like that Adam Harishon. So the MS is we find an answer to this question twofold. Aleph is that there are Shitas Rishonim who hold that the Matir is in fact Kriya Shema. Hassan Rav Avadi Yosef, he brings these down these days in Yabi Omer in Chelek Dalet Siman Yud Aleph, where he says that there are Shitas Rishonim, very prominent Rishonim, the Hainu, the Bahag, the Baal Hanches Gadolos, and the Smak, and others, who hold that the Matir for the Isser is Kriya Shema. And in fact, the Ber Halacha in Siman Pei Tes makes some type of a tziruf that it could be under certain circumstances that after Kriya Shema there would be a Heter Ayin Shem. So according to those Shitas and Rishonim, Shalosh Shaos does add up between Adam HaRishon and every day our Hilchas Tefillah. But even more so, we find elsewhere in Chazal that the shir that Adam HaRishon had was not 3 hours, it was actually 6 hours. This is in Bereishis Rabbah, in Perek Yud Ches, that it says explicitly, Amar Belazar, Shloisha Heim Shaloichim Tinu B'Shalvasan Shei Shos. There were six who did not wait, 3 people who did not wait 6 hours, that was Adam, and Yisrael by the Chet HaEgel, and Sisra. And take a look at the Marzu over there, who tries to be Yashiv this Medrash with our discussion previously. Al Kopanim, we see here in the Medrash that there's a musa called Sheish Shos that Adam didn't wait. So perhaps it's not a stira, it's not a machlekes, because if you go back to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which broke down that first day of Adam HaRishon, so it tells us, yes, that Adam was Matsuva in not eating from the Tzidas in the 9th hour, but the middle of the day, which is the 6th hour, that's when Adam HaRishon was already a functioning person. It says in the 6th hour, 5th hour, he was Omin al Raglov, he was able to stand up. In the 6th, he was already being Kari Shemais. That's when he was giving out the names. Meaning he was a functioning Adam by the 6th hour. So until he was active, walking, talking, looking, doing all these things, he wasn't a person who was a bar mitzvah. He couldn't be commanded in it. Because until then, he was just in progress. So perhaps that which Chazal say, that Adam didn't wait 6 hours, means from the time that he was created till the end of the day, which was 6 hours, that's the 6th. But the 3, which the Gemara is referring to, is from the Tzivoy until the end of the Isser, that was 3 hours. So that works out very nicely, because these 2 days, whether it was 3 hours or 6 hours, now lines up very nicely with our quote-unquote Orla every day, going back to the Gan, whether it's 3 hours, the Hainu Ad Kriya Shema, which is from the time of the Tzivoy, or 6 hours, which is the Sof Siman Tefillah, which is how we paskin, because that's the Shir that Adam has created. A functioning Adam was from the 6th hour of the day till the end of the day. Now let's get back to the Esrog for a second. We had mentioned that the Esrog is included in the Isra of Orla because it too is like included in that din, that drasha of Eitz Machal, of Eitzo Piryei Shava, that is a special inclusion of that type of a fruit in Hilchos Orla. And we had mentioned that it's also from the Chet Eitz Hadas. It was one of the Peiros according to one of the Amarai. Now we find, in particular, the Esrog, of course, is most prominent when it comes to Hilchos Sukkos, that there's an inyan when it comes to the Esrog, the Hainu Am Rosh Hashanah, that's the Chid of Adam HaRishon. And then the Torah tells us, L'kachten lachem b'yom HaRishon priyetz Hadar. Of course, you have to take Arba Minim, but the first min, which the Torah mentions in U'lakachten lachem, was to take the Esrog. Of course, we see the relationship, that on Rosh Hashanah there was a Chid, and Yom Kippur there's a Kapara, and already by Sukkos, we're taking the Esrog in our hand. And the Esrog needs a tikkun. Why does the Esrog need a tikkun? Because we were poigim in on Rosh Hashanah. That's the chait of the Eitz Hadas. we see that the Esrog needs a tikkun because there's an Isser in Hana from the Esrog throughout the 7 days of Sukkot. As children growing up, one of the things we like most about the Avaminim is to smell the Esrog. And then you start to learn the halachas in yeshiva and later on in life, and you're like, hey, you're not allowed to smell the Esrog on Sukkot. It's huksa l'Isser. It's huksa l'mitzvah, and therefore there's certain yisurim which come along. So of course you can't eat it. You also can't smell it. So therefore, this Isser of Esrog, we could say for our intent and purpose, is an Isser of Orla. Because Orla is not just an Isser Achila, it's also an Isser Hana. And that's why when it comes Shmini Atzeres, many have the minhag to make some type of a jam or a jelly, and then to eat it in Shmini Atzeres. Where does that come from? It's this inyan of Arla. But already by the Yom HaShmini, it becomes Mutter. And what's interesting is that it's brought down in the Svarim that it has a refuah for women in childbirth. You heard about that? It's Masugl for refuah for women who are experiencing labor, that it should be a later Kala. So, according to art, to this Yisoid, that it goes back to the Chet of the Adam HaRishon because of the Esrog, so it makes sense, because the whole Chet of Adam HaRishon, of course, it affected Adam, it affected the Nachash, it affected the Bria, but it affected Chava too. The Torah tells us, Be'etzev Tel B'dibanim, that she was cursed with having difficult child labor. So, since the Esrog goes through this process of Tikkun, like we're explaining it, from Rosh Hashanah until Shmini Atzeres, so that's why in Shmini Atzeres, where you make this Mirkachas, this jelly, so it's Mesugel Gufa for this thing, you know, childbirth, which was at the root of the pagam of the Eitz Hadas, at least mitzad hanashim. So we see here that there is an inyan of Orla as it pertains to the Esrog, because the Esrog is the fruit of the Eitz Hadas. What's interesting is that on Hoshana Rabbah, one of the, we say many types of Hoshanas, Hoshana, Hoshana, and one of the Hoshanas which we say, which the Mefarshim deal with, is Hoshana, Shalosh Shaos Hoshana. What does it mean, Hoshana, Shalosh Shaos Hoshana? Why are we saying it dafka on Hoshana Rabbah, which is the last day of Sukkot? So according to Tayyasod, we could say the following pshat, that Hoshana Rabbah is the last day of this Isser Orla, and already by Shemini Atzeres is going to become Mutter. And the reason why the Esrog is Aser is because of the Chedei Tzadat, going back to Rish Chodesh Tishrei. So as we're holding the Esrog in our hand and we're making the Hakafas, we say Hoshana Shana Shalos, it goes back to the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, and we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoshana from the Chet of Adam HaRishon, that he didn't wait Shalosh Shalos. This Orla, which even this Esrog in my hand is affected by, we need a Yeshua in that Shalosh Shalos. And if we could fix those three hours, then the whole beer would be fixed. And in the same way that the Eitz Hadas would have been Mutter after Shalosh Shalos, so this Esrog, on the very last leg of its Isser, is going to now be Mutter on Shemini Atzeres. That's called Hoshana Shalosh Shaos, Hoshana. What's interesting is that Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he declares the following shaila in Hilchos Orla about making Birchas Ilanos. Is one allowed to make the bracha Birchas Ilanos on a Orla tree? So he leaves it in Tzarechim, and Rav Avadja and Chazan Avadja and Hesagot Hashol Pesach, he comes out after going through the sugya to be matir such a thing. It's matir al pi halacha to do so. So perhaps al pi this mahalik which we're developing, you could say as follows. We know that Adam HaRishon, he wasn't just over on the tzivi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He felt that he should eat from the Eitz Hadas, that it was a ratzon Hashem to do though. He did it l'shem mitzvah. But of course, it was a mistake. But Adam was looking for creative ways al pi halacha, al pi agadata, al pi svara, to find some type of a heter, a kula, to be allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas in a way that he wouldn't be over on the Isser of eating from it. So it could be that the reason why this din has its shayrish, this heter, making Berchas Ilanos on the Orla, goes back to the Mishnah of the Gan. Why would he make a Berchas Ilana in the Gan? Because we know that Adam was created in Tishrei, but the Gemara brings down 2 days whether the world is created in Tishrei or in Nisan, and Tosfos says that the world was created b'machshava in Tishrei, yet b'maisa it was created in Nisan. And the Arizal, he agrees with this day in Tosfos. So therefore, b'machshava Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah, but Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah b'maisa. That means that b'maisa Adam was in the Gan in Nisan, and Nisan, of course, is the Zman, where we make Berchas Ilanos. So he saw that these fruits were growing, and the Bar Tanuah learns explicitly that although the creation of the fruits of the trees was on Yom HaShlishi, they didn't sprout until Yom HaShishi. So here, you don't even have to come on to that vart, but al kopanim, Adam saw that the trees were in blossom, and it could be that he made the bracha. And he made the bracha on the Eitz Hadas. Why? Because the Eitz Hadas, the lashon of the bracha of Birchas Ilanos is, as follows. Now you, Kodesh Baruch, you created Ilanos Tovos, Lahanais Bahem B'nei Adam. Good trees to give Hana to people. So it could be the Nusach of the Bracha is as follows. Ilanos Tovos, he was trying to be Mesakin Eitz Hadas, from being an Eitz Hadas Toi V'ra, into being Ilanos Tovos, Dehainu, just Kulo Tov V'Nora. And since it was also Behana, he had hoped that by giving a Bracha to the tree called Ilanos Tovos, Lahanais Bahem B'nei Adam, he would make it Mutter Behana. So therefore, not only is it mutter to make a bracha on the orla tree, but it could be that the shayrish of that hetek goes back to the gan that he, since the Eitz Hadas was an iser orla, that he made a bracha on it in order to find a way to be matter its eating, and after making the bracha, he went ahead and he ate from it. Of course, it was a mistake. It wasn't matter. It was a bracha sashavach. It wasn't a bracha to be matter it. But be it as it may, it could be that this din of in halacha goes back to the gan as well. Let's go back to our questions. We had asked, what's the association between Orla and Lasechul al Adam? According to the Racham HaKadosh's Pshat, that because Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, which was Orla, that's why there's Dam, spilled blood for all future generations. Everything is due to that. But according to Mahalach, which we developed earlier, we could say as follows, that Lasechul al Adam is more in Halacha than just the Shairish of the Iser, of not eating Dam. Eating actual blood. The Gemara makes a drasha. Loiseichlu koydim shetispalu atimchem. You're not allowed to eat until you daven for your blood. So the makor in halacha of eating, of davening before eating every single day, comes from loiseichlu haladam. So if that's the case, we developed that loiseichlu haladam, the iser of not eating every single day in the morning, goes back to the gan, to Adam Arishin and the gan, but that's where Orla goes to as well. So therefore, the Isra of Orla is next to Losechul al Adam because it's Hainuhach. This Musak of not eating every single day is Mitam Orla, the creation of Adam every single morning, not the Ifan Eitz Hadas, and that's the Isra of Orla which goes back to the Gan. In terms of the tree of Rashbi, this Eitz Charuvim which he ate from in the Ma'ara, so how come that didn't have an Isra Orla? So it could be according to this Isra we can explain. Because when it would come Shabbos, in the Gan, then it would have been mutter from Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So we see there's a Musa called Kodem HaChet, and had Adam passed the Nisayon, then Shabbos would have come, and then on that Shabbos, it would have been mutter for him to eat from the Eitz Hadas. This Musa called Shabbos, that world of the Gan, which we did not yet see, called the Shabbos of Adam HaRishon, had he not been Chayte, you could say that's the world of Rashbi. Like we say about Rashbi, he's that Adam, Nasa Adam Avurecha. But Rashbi is, the Or of Rashbi is the Or of that Shabbos, Allah Asalava. You know, Shabbos is Gematria Shimon ben Yochai, the Sfarim say. That's why the whole story is brought down in Masechus Shabbos. There's a very deep connection between Shabbos and Reb Shimon, that he doesn't just represent Shabbos. The Shabbos of Rashbi is the Shabbos of the Asalava of the Tikkum of Adam HaRishon. That Rashbi represents the Adam HaMasukan from that Chet of Adam HaRishon. And the Gan in that state of Tikkun was the Ma'or of Rashbi. So if you'll say, why is there no Isser Orla on the tree of Rashbi? The pshat is, in the same way that there would have been a heter to the Eitz Hadas from its Isser Orla, had it been that Shabbos, the Ma'or of Rashbi had an Or of that Shabbos. Ma'mila, in that space called Rashbi, in that cave, there's no Isser Orla. And with this we can explain the very big simcha of the upsharon on Lag Ba'omer by Rashbi and Meiron. It's based on the Medrash. The Medrash tells us that every single child until the age of 3 is like a tree. Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh. That in the same way that a tree is forbidden its fruits until after the 3rd year, so to every child for the first 3 years we don't teach him Torah. And by the 3rd year we start to teach him Torah. And this is a very clear medrash, which all the mafarshim point to as the source for upsharon in the Torah, in halacha. What we see is that an Adam has an inyan of orla, just like just like the tree does. What's matter that orla? What's the day which is the heter of that orla? Lag ba'emer. Why? Like we just said. In the same way that in the cave of Rashbi there was no orla, the Rashbi has the koyach of the Shabbos to be matir the orla, so too the orla of every mensch, after those first 3 years, it's only when you come to Lag Ba'omer, which is the or of Rashbi, it's able to be matir that orla and to begin it to a state of heter. So when you break it down, what we see is that the Eitz Hadas is shaykh to the Isser of orla, and the heter of Shabbos Kodesh, and that's the world of Rashbi. And the reason why Rashbi going to Meiron is such a big simcha, although people don't realize what exactly that simcha is, that's because it comes from that place of the Olam HaTikun. And it's something which is beyond. It's from a world where of Mater, Yisurim, and all types of Yeshuas and all levels. But the Or of Rashbi is something which is very, very great, very, very high, and is Shaychus to the Eitz Hadas and the Eitz HaChaim. And that's why we take the Or, the Esrog, and the Lulav, and we put them together. We put them together because we know the Lulav is Gematria Chaim, and that represents the Eitz HaChaim. And the Esrog is one of the shitas of the Eitz Hadas, and we hold them together to show that there's a hamtaka, there's a sweening of this Esrog, which we do by having it makusher together with the Eitz HaChaim. And that's Rashbi. Rashbi is this Eitz HaChaim, the income of Maharach B'zeh. But we should be zeicher that, and to understand the oimek of the day of Lag Ba'omer and the oiras of Rashbi, and to be able to connect it to that in a very real way, that our whole lives should be enriched with that or, which is our Chaim. We should be zeicher to be mekabel pim shechtet kein and meyav minu amen.